starts and ends with me. But you don't get to read it. Guess you'll have to wait and watch it.
Hey everybody, welcome back to American Idol Unaired. I'm so excited. I'm Bennett Shear, your host. I'm here with a singer that you didn't see on season 22, Luke Michael. By the way, Michael is your middle name.
Yes. On the show, I went by Luke Baker because I'd sang a Luke Bryan song and there was Luke Baker, Luke Bryan, Luke B, Luke B. And even in Hollywood Week, I was like, oh, I'm the second Luke B of Hollywood Week. But I go by Luke Michael.
We didn't get to see your audition on TV, obviously. Paint a picture for me. Walking into that room, how are you feeling?
Nervous as not even began to touch the feeling that I felt. I auditioned in Santa Barbara, so I went to Katie's hometown. And we auditioned at the Music Academy of the West. I can't remember if that's the exact name. But, I mean, it was gorgeous. I mean, it was a beautiful place. We were in this courtyard. And they just bring us back, like, one by one throughout the day. And I knew that I was, like, later in the lineup. There was, like, 18, I think, of us auditioning that day. But I didn't realize that that meant, like, I would be there from, like, 6, 7 in the morning, not auditioning until, like, literally 8:45 p.m. and just waiting all day. So by that point, I feel like I got a lot of my nerves out. And I was just ready to walk in and like just present what I had. And I kind of was able to get to the point where I was like, if this isn't enough, this is what I have and that's okay. But I mean, it was super scary. I mean, you walk right in and they're just like sitting there in these chairs and you're like, wow, these are three icons I've known since I was born. I mean, it's crazy. But I mean, I walked in. We talked a little bit back and forth about where I grew up and what I do, which is unemployed student. Yeah, I mean, then we got right into it, and that was insane. It was really crazy.
Tell me about your song choice and then how that performance went.
Up until like the week before I left for auditioning, I was going to sing a song for you by Donny Hathaway. Like, that's what I auditioned for the producers with. Like, I had that in my bag. And then like a week before, I was talking to my producer, which you've actually had on the pod, which is Kyle.
Love Kyle.
Love Kyle. And I was like, hey, I have this cool idea that maybe for Hollywood Week, if we get there, I think it'd be cool to do a Luke Bryan song, but to like switch it up, make it soulful, jazzy, whatever. And he was like, okay, cool. Like, send me any ideas you have. And so I was listening through Spotify and was like, oh, this song Fast by Luke Bryan is like cool. I love the lyrics. It's a little not the right vibe. Like, it just seemed like the lyrics were not put to the right music. So I started to mess with it. And then within about 30 minutes, I had like a cool arrangement of it that I sent back to him. And he called me and he was like, you have to do this for your audition. And I was like, we have 1 week until we get there. So I don't really know if I want to do that. But he convinced me, and my mom was like, you have to do that. That'd be so cool. And I was like, okay. So I went in and I sang a Luke Bryan song straight to his face, which was kind of crazy. I mean, I was already nervous and then I decided to do that. So really, what was I doing to myself? I was setting myself up to be really scared. But it was really cool. He loved the arrangement. They thought it was super sick. Lionel Richie like stood up and clapped and I nearly fainted. And to hear them talk about how like good my arranging skills were, I was like, oh, this is like really feeding my ego right now. This is really crazy. And the one sentence that I remember hearing that I just like cling to a lot is Katy Perry like stood up and she was like, talking to Luke Bryan, like, when did you write a soul song? And he was like, I wrote a country song. He wrote a soul record. And I was like, whoa, like, that's crazy.
And it got you that golden ticket, which I see right there. Is there a sense of pride that you can wake up every day and just walk over and look at that thing?
It is always a reminder of a really crucial point in my life. For one, I mean, there's like 60,000 people that auditioned this year via Zoom to try to be on the show. And only like 250-ish of us get to actually go see the judges. And then from that, like about 150 get one of these. So to know, like, to be a part of that club is like astounding. I mean, it's insane. But it also, every time I look at it, I'm reminded of a really difficult time that I was really going through when I was doing this show. And like, I really honestly used American Idol as like a saving grace for me. I didn't know how much further I could go in life because I was really down and really out. And so every time I look at it, it reminds me of like all the friends that I've made. It reminds me of how far I've come, the fact that I'm still here, I'm still making music. And yeah, it's just a good reminder that there's seasons of life that change. And just because one's bad doesn't mean the next one's going to be great.
Well, I'm so happy for you that you found, sounds like, a community of people to lift you up when things had brought you down. And I imagine you met a lot of people who you could either relate to or who made you feel like you weren't alone, because Idol can bring people together like that.
The group of us that were in Santa Barbara got really close because they did the hometowns this year. And so there was literally only 18 of us that auditioned in that city, comparative to someplace like LA or Nashville, where there's over 100, you know, that are going. And so we got super, super close because we spent two whole days just like chilling together, singing in a courtyard and just talking, getting to know each other. But I really have walked away with like over 100 really great friends, but like a solid 10 people that I call my family. Like they're akin to like a sister or brother to me at this point. And I've gotten to like go visit their hometowns and spend time with them. And like, that's been super cool to see how people I would have never met ever, I am now like best friends with, because we all decided to like hop on a Zoom call and hope for the best, which is, it's wild.
By the way, people watching might not understand the process before you get to the judges. So we talked about Kyle. Did he discover you? Did you reach out to producers? How did that work for you?
So my Idol journey to getting on the show is a little crazy, actually. So it's different for everyone. There is like the open calls. So you can literally just sign up online and like cold go into something and be like, hey, my name is this and I'm going to sing this. And there's multiple producer rounds on Zoom that you have to do before you ever get to any sort of thing where you're standing in front of anybody and singing. But for me, last season, one of my really great friends, Michael Williams, was on the show. We sort of grew up together, not like from like little, but we went to the same church when we were a little bit older, and we both were singing. We had the same voice teacher. And I remember he got on the he texted me. He was like, hey, I'm going to be on the show this year. You should audition. And I was like, well, I would, except the open calls are over. And he's like, well, text my casting producer. And so he gave me Kyle's Instagram. And I was like, hi, my name is this person. You don't know me. Any chance I can audition? And he was like, I mean, we do have some free time, sure. So this was all last season. And so I went through a few Zoom rounds last year, made it all the way to like the head producer, Megan. And on that round, it was like, I don't think this is the right time, but maybe in the future. And I was like, that's fine. Like, this was not even a thing for me. Then 2 weeks later, which a lot happened in that 2 weeks for my life, I like got a new job and like all a bunch of different stuff that was going to make me move. And they call back and they're like, hey, can you be in Nashville in 2 days? I don't think the timing feels correct. So I could have possibly had a chance to audition last year. But it just didn't feel right. Like, the timing didn't feel correct. And then this year, Kyle reached back out and said, are you interested? And I was like, sure. And so I kind of went through the Zoom stuff again, auditioned for Megan, and got a yes. And the timing just felt more correct, if that makes sense. And I think a year of time really seems like not a long time to change as a person. But as an artist, who is making music every day, I changed so much and grew so much. So I think that year of time really did help me. So kind of a crazy way to get on Idol, but it took two seasons, but I got on eventually.
If you had to pinpoint that growth, are there a few things that you could sort of highlight for us, like what changed for you?
Oh, I think number one, I think confidence is a really big thing for me. I've always struggled with stage fright really bad, which is crazy because I've always been performing since I was young. So it was a little bit weird because every time I'd go into an audition for anything, like as an adult per se, I was just very timid. Like I was afraid to be myself. I wasn't able to just like have a normal conversation with somebody. I would always be like, hey, my name is Luke Michael, blah, blah, blah. And it was just really aggressively over the top. And I think in that year, I began the journey of like not caring if people like me and just like being me and hoping that's enough. And now 2 years later after that, post the show that I was, the season I was actually on, I can confidently say that I know I'm enough regardless. But I think in that journey, confidence was the biggest thing for me. I think there came a point where I got a job doing music for a while and I was like, oh, I'm actually like, I can do music for a living. Like I should feel better about myself when I do these things. And I think honestly, that was probably the biggest thing for me. Post the show now, I think I'm on a different journey, but I think that it's similar. I think I'm growing each and every day and each and every week.
Of course, we got to go back and talk about Hollywood Week. But before that, since we're on this train, what has changed post Idol? Because it sounds like this journey obviously continues as it would for any artist.
I was going through a really difficult time when I auditioned for Idol. I was recently separated in a relationship and just really was down and out and like moved back home, like wasn't working at my job anymore. It was just really crazy. So Idol really helped me get back on my feet and helped me find people that loved me through the thing that I love to do, which was awesome. However, in the process, I do think that I was picking up my pieces while I was doing the show. And that's cool because I can think back and like see the growth in myself from, you know, audition to Hollywood Week. But now I feel like my pieces have been mostly picked up and now I'm putting them together, but in a way that's more reflective of who I am. So I cut my hair the way I want to cut it now. I've always been like self-conscious about that. So I've got my little mullet going.
You look great.
Thank you. I got my nose pierced. I got my ears pierced. I got my nails painted, you know, and it's just, honestly, it's just any way that I can feel expressed, you know, any way I can just like throw expression at the world and just kind of just have fun. And I've always been kind of an adult since I was 12. And thought like a 40-year-old. And now having gone through some like 40-year-old stuff at age 22, I'm like, okay, I'm 23 and I'm going to live like I'm 23 for a second. Like I'm going to have fun and I'm going to change my hair the next day if I want to. And I'm going to write crazy songs and I'm going to, you know, stay out till 3 in the morning and then wake up at 2 in the afternoon if I want to. Learning how to have fun. I've never let myself do that.
You know what? If you were living a 40-year-old life at 12 years old, you deserve to go back in time.
Thank you.
And gosh, we have to get all inspirational, pick each other up, and then it's back to, you got eliminated. So
yeah.
Idol will do that to you.
It does.
The Idol Arena, tell me what that feeling was like. Tell me what you sang and then how the judges felt about it.
They called my name. They were like, from Car... Well, actually, it was Lionel Richie who was like, from Carlisle, Ohio. And I was like, that is not the name of my hometown. Not Carlisle, but okay. And then I got down to the stage after they called my name. And he was like, is it Carlisle? I was like, it is Carlisle, but if you want to call it Carlisle, that is fine because you're Lionel Richie. But yeah, no, I go down to the stage and they made all of us tell the judges why we should be the next American Idol. And I cannot remember for the life of me exactly what I said, but it was definitely something along the lines of, you know, I've learned that I'm an artist who loves to tell stories and share those stories with people. And because I've stayed true to that, it's brought me to a place like this where I can do it. And I think that because of that, I should be the next American Idol because I want to do that with the world. Kind of a, you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, great. What are you singing? And so I chose to do a song for you, the one I was going to do in my original audition. Also because that's Lionel Richie's favorite song. I will say I sang my butt off because I hold myself to a high standard and it was a good performance. And then afterwards, all we got, every single contestant, was one judge gave like 30 seconds of feedback and then go sit down. That's all we get. And so Lionel gave me my feedback. And this is really the one thing throughout my whole idol process that I remember on a daily is he said, you know, as I performed, he watched everyone in the room slowly stand up and nod their heads and just start to connect. And he said, it's very few moments where we get to watch an artist tell a story and we fall in love with the story while we fall in love with their voice. And he just said, keep doing what you're doing. That was amazing. And so at that point, I was like, if I get cut, I'm fine. And luckily, that's where I got to because I did get cut in that round. But I remember in like our post interviews kind of thing where they're like, well, what happened? Like, why did you get cut, do you think? And I was like, because 100 of us had to go. I mean, this is one of the most talented seasons ever. And the people that we saw on TV that are televised, amazing. But like, people don't even know, and that's why I love this podcast, because people don't even know the insane talent that I watched that people will maybe not know about ever, you know? And I got to watch the coolest concert for 2 days straight of 150 killer singers, and the world gets to see like 50, you know? So it's just, it's an unfortunate reality that 100 people got to get cut, but I don't regret anything about my Hollywood Week performance, and I really don't think there's anything I could have done better.
Well, I'm excited to hear you sing on this podcast. Thank you for the kind words. It is very thrilling for me to sit here. I know that you've got an amazing original song for us.
I think today I'm going to sing, I went back and forth. I'm going to sing Without You, which is a song that I wrote about kind of getting to that point where after you have gone through any sort of relationship and it ended where like someone is no longer in your life and you've kind of come to terms with that. Sometimes, aka like all the time, there comes a point when those people try to like creep back in a little bit. In me and in a lot of people, I think inspires this like feeling of like, I don't need you. I can do this without you because you're not a part of my life anymore. And so like that is kind of like the telling of this story, but it's called Without.
Well, I am really excited to hear this song. And first of all, just want to thank you so much for your time, Luke. Really appreciate having you on the podcast. Super excited to kick off this new season. Before we hear the song, where do we need to follow you on social media? Where can we stream anything? Give us all the details.
Yeah, no, first, thank you for having me. This has honestly been kind of a dream come true. I've been watching.
Oh my God.
For a couple years. But yeah, you can find me on all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, at I'm Luke Michael. You can go on YouTube, look up Luke Michael. And if you want to type the words in the studio, I went and recorded the full version of my audition song fast. So yeah, that's what you can watch right now. And hopefully a song like the one I'm about to play will be on streaming platforms in the next like couple months.
All right. Well, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Idol Unaired Podcast. You can follow me at TV Music Guy. Luke, take it away. I cannot wait to hear this song.
This is Without You. How nice of you to finally ask me how I've been. It's funny how you seem to care all of a sudden. Mm-hmm.
Where was this check-in when I couldn't get myself out of the bed? Back to your question, I've been getting by just fine without you. Without you. Without you. And seasons change just like the leaves, and this new chapter starts and ends with me. And you don't get to read it. Guess you'll have to wait and watch it in the movies. As time goes by, I can feel my wounds are healing. Yeah, so I won't let you dig your knife in the boat to sink me. No, you've lost your privilege to know the ins and outs of all my journeys. Yeah, you have your own life now, so leave mine alone completely, and I'll be fine without you. Without you. And seasons change just like the leaves, and this new chapter starts and ends with me. But you don't get to read it. Guess you'll have to wait and watch it in the movies. And I can't wait for you to see the ending. It's something that you never saw coming. 'Cause I'll be happier. I'll be happier. Oh yes, I'll be happier without you. Without.